With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Jay Shetty talks with us about the power of gratitude and how it can change your life. Enjoy.
I've never been able to forget this experience, and I wanted to share it with you. I was around 9 years old and I was visiting India with my family. We were stuck in traffic and we were driving through a slum area. It was the first time I'd seen homes built out of cardboard, scrap metal and bricks all at the same time. Growing up in London, I'd never ever seen anything like it before, apart from on TV or in the movies. I saw some children on the streets, probably around the same age as me, but very different. Some of them didn't have clothes, they looked undernourished, and they probably didn't have access to much water. I could tell by the dryness on their lips and their skin. I noticed this one young girl who had her head inside a trash can. It looked like she was scrambling for something. When she finally came out and looked at me, she smiled. Not knowing what to do, I smiled back. She was obviously trying to look for food, and I could see her scrambling and trying to reach in as far as she could. Only then did I realize that she only had arms. She didn't even have hands. As she looked at me, I could tell she was hungry. But by the time I was just about to do something, our car took off, and I could only see her now and feel her disappointment that I wasn't able to help. At the time, I didn't have any food or money, and before I could ask my parents or the driver to stop, we were too far along on the highway, but I couldn't stop thinking about her. When we got back to the hotel, I got out of the car, and it was lunchtime. And even though I was really hungry, I couldn't eat, because I couldn't get over the fact that I couldn't have done anything for that young girl that I just saw. Even though I went to the buffet with my parents, it felt as if only me and her had looked at each other in that whole exchange and the whole city had stopped. I could remember exactly how she looked as I was looking at the food. When we were there at the buffet, I overheard a couple arguing with the hotel staff. Listening into their conversation, I found out that the couple were really upset at the hotel staff because of the number of choices available in the buffet. I looked around. There were so many options. They were complaining about there not being enough choice, but all I could see was choice. There were at least 30 items just as starters available to everyone there, but it wasn't enough for them. Now I get that everyone has their own standards, has their own expectations in life, and we're allowed to have them. And I know that everyone is fighting their own battle, but that little girl, she didn't even have hands. She was scraping with whatever was left of her arms. But many years on from that event now, I've learned a lot. One of the things is that I can sit here and be angry at that couple who was complaining, or I could actually do something about it. It reminded me of a quote by Gandhi. He said that I was sad because I didn't have any shoes, and then I saw a man with no feet. For me, this event left a lasting impression in my heart and two messages that I want to share with you today. The first one is to remain grateful for absolutely anything we have. Robin Roberts said it perfectly. She said that if we threw all our problems into our pile, we would rush to grab our own back. And when we start with gratitude and see everything as fortune and grace, we're able to receive much more deeply. And number two, let's help those who need it. Let's not be mad that the world isn't helping them. Let's see what we can do. Compassion is key and empathy is essential. And that's one of the reasons that I focus so much of my life in trying to help those in need. And it may mean that you're in a space in your life where you feel you can't currently help anyone right now, but I guarantee you that there's this one person out on the street today that you could impact, that you could change their experience at least for a moment. Remember what Gandhi said, "I was sad because I didn't have any shoes, and then I saw a man with no feet." It puts everything into perspective.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7-Bit Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.